among us. Tonight you'll notice that we have white on the altar. We take a break from our Lenten journey to the cross and empty tomb, and we celebrate the high and holy feast of the Annunciation. Annunciation is just a fancy word for announcement, and we've had a lot of announcements lately, but tonight we have the most important announcement in the history of the world. A few words on our worship service for this evening. During our time of suspended services, we'll be praying Vespers for our evening services and Matins for our morning service. Our opening hymn for tonight is number 384, Of the Father's Love Begotten. You'll note a very Christmassy theme to our worship service tonight. Following that hymn, we will pray Vespers on page 229 in LSB and following. If you'd like an order of the service, you can go to our church website and follow along there, www.goodshepherdlincoln.org. We'll make sure that we are on the right page at the right time. And before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the announcement that you made through the angel, through Gabriel, to the Holy Mother Virgin Mary. Heavenly Father, in this time of seemingly endless announcements, help us to fix our eyes and our hearts on the content of Gabriel's announcement to Mary. God in the flesh, dwelling in her womb for 9 months, God in the flesh, born to pay for our sin and the sin of the world. Heavenly Father, may the gift of Jesus be our strength, our comfort, and our forgiveness each and every day. All these things, Lord, we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus, crucified and risen for us and for the life of the world. Amen. Amen. We sing our opening hymn, 384, Of the Father's Love Begotten.
Vespers. If you have a hymnal, it's on page 229 in the hymnal. Otherwise, you can follow along with the bulletin from online.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ, Lamb of our salvation.
We sing together the introit as it's found on the inside of our bulletin.
Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your salvation comes. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the now and will be forever. Amen. Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your salvation comes.
You may be seated for our hymn of the day, hymn 564. Hymn 564, Christ sits at God's right hand.
Within the order of
Scripture readings. The Old Testament reading for the Feast of the Annunciation of our Lord is from Isaiah chapter 7. Again the Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be as deep as Sheol or high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." And he said, "Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary men, that you weary my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from Hebrews chapter 10. For it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Consequently, when Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body have you prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings, you have taken no pleasure." Then I said, "Behold, I have come to do your will, O God, as it is written of me in the scroll of the book." When he said above, "You have neither desired nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and sin offerings, these are offered according to the law," then he added, "Behold, I have come to do your will." He abolishes the first in order to establish the second. And by that will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the first chapter. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God. And Mary said, Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Deliver me, O Lord, my God, for you are the God of my salvation.
Rescue me from my enemies. Protect me from those who rise against me.
In you, O Lord, do I put my trust. Leave me not, O Lord, my God. Deliver me, O Lord, my God, for you are the God of my salvation.
Rescue me from my enemies. Protect me from those who rise against me.
Grace and peace, love and mercy from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord. Amen. Text for our meditation as we celebrate the feast of the Annunciation of our Lord. The gospel reading heard a moment ago, Luke 1, 26 to 38, especially these words beginning at verse 30. And the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son. And you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the Annunciation, kind of an odd name, isn't it? We don't talk about annunciations anymore. In fact, it's just a really fancy name for the announcement. The announcement that we observe tonight is the announcement from God through the angel Gabriel to Mary. The announcement that she is going to have a baby without the outside assistance of a man, and that this baby would be God, the Messiah, the Savior. Pretty amazing announcement when you think about it. We know all about announcements recently, don't you? We have been clinging to the television, to the radio, to the internet, to the newspaper, waiting for the most recent announcement about what is going on in our world with this thing called the coronavirus, or COVID-19, or 100 other names, depending on your persuasion. We look forward to the announcement, sometimes with dread. Kids were happy when the announcement came out that there would be no school. The NSAA, the Nebraska School Association, announced today there will be no sports, at least until May 1st. You can imagine how that announcement was received, especially by senior athletes. We've heard announcements from our political leaders, both in Washington and here in the state of Nebraska. In fact, today we heard an announcement from the mayor of Lincoln with regard to assemblies 10 or larger, or was it over 10. Even that announcement was a little bit unclear. When I think of announcements that people were hanging on in anticipation, I can't help but think back to the days when LeBron James played for the Miami Heat. Yes. Before LeBron played for Miami, he played in Cleveland, his hometown. People waited with anticipation for the decision, but it was really more of an announcement of the decision, right? The entire sports world was waiting with anticipation for this announcement. And he made that announcement that he was taking his talents to South Beach. Many people were happy. Many people were sad. With this announcement, he made a promise. He made a promise that they would win more National Basketball Association championships than any other team in the history of basketball. Well, if you're a basketball fan, you know that that part of the announcement didn't come true, and he has since moved on. You know, when I think about announcements, I really think about them in three specific categories. First, there is the anticipation for an announcement. Then there is the announcement itself. And finally, the reaction to the announcement. People had been anticipating an announcement from God for hundreds and hundreds of years. God had given a promise that he would send a Savior as far back as Genesis 3:15, the first gospel promise, or proto-evangel. He promised to Adam and Eve that someone born of the woman would crush Satan's head once and for all. Throughout the pages of the Old Testament, God continued to make announcements. He would make announcements through the prophets. He would talk about the specifics of this Savior, this Messiah. This Savior, this Christ would be a king. This Messiah would be a suffering servant. This Messiah would reign on the throne of King David forever. And through Isaiah in our Old Testament reading for this evening, behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God with us. God made this promise, this announcement of sorts through Isaiah. But everyone waited for the fulfillment of this promise. And the fulfillment of this promise we have in our gospel reading for tonight. Luke 1, people were waiting for God to act. People were waiting for God to keep his word, as he always does, and send this Savior, this Messiah, this Christ into the world. Mary, no doubt, was waiting for this announcement as well. But she had no idea the role she would play in this announcement, this annunciation. The angel came to her, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." The Lord be with you and also with you. We think nothing of that. In fact, we look forward to that when we can gather as the people of God. But this was different. This was God sending an angel, Gabriel, specifically to her. And this greeting greatly troubled her. Can you imagine an angel sent by God with a direct message from God? Every case of God sending an angel to one of his children strikes fear. We're in the very presence of God, that messenger of God representing God. And Mary was no different. Mary, full of fear, wondering what this announcement might be all about. And then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid." Great word from God. A word that God gives his people day in and day out. Fear not. Don't be afraid. Why? The Lord is with you. Not against you, but with you, for you. And now the specifics of the announcement are here. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. Mary had never known a man, and now the angel says, you're going to have a baby. And not any baby, a boy baby. And not any boy baby, but this boy baby would be given the name Jesus. The Lord saves. The angel goes on. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. If Mary wondered what this boy baby named Jesus in her womb was all about, the message, the announcement, the annunciation made it clear. This baby would be God in the flesh. This baby would be the fulfillment of everything that God had promised. This baby would be the Savior of the world. How do you react when you hear an announcement today? How do you react when you hear an announcement that has at least the air of authority behind it? Well, you either believe it or you don't. Sometimes you have a clarifying question or two, but the bottom line is, when that announcement is made, you either believe it or you don't believe it. It's that simple. There shall be no gatherings of larger than 10 in the state of Nebraska. Whether you like it or not is irrelevant. Do you believe it? Will you follow it? The people should practice social distancing. And those who are in a high risk category should stay home. Whether you like it or not, the bottom line is, do you believe it or not? Will you follow it or not? All you have to do is go to Facebook or Twitter or the grocery store or Walmart to see who believes and who doesn't believe the announcement. Mary heard the announcement, and she asks one very simple qualifying question. Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin? Will you send a special man to be with me to conceive? Is the angel Gabriel here to do some sort of human angelic coming together? How will this be?" It was the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy. Elizabeth and Zechariah, they came together as a normal husband and wife, miraculously, since Elizabeth was barren. How will this take place? It's a good question. It's an important question. And it's a question that the angel from God does not hesitate to answer. "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." We confess in our creeds the virgin birth. Medically, physically, impossible. But with God, nothing is impossible. Mary is able to conceive in her womb by the power of the Holy Spirit and yet remain a virgin. So what? Why is this important for the people of God? My friends, everyone born in a natural way since Adam and Eve have been tainted with sin. We call it original sin, the sinful flesh, the old Adam. For someone to be our Savior, this Savior had to be the spotless one, the spotless Lamb of God. Perfect and holy. And so by the power of the Holy Spirit, Mary conceives in her womb. By the power of the Word of God, by the power of the announcement, by the power of the words Gabriel spoke, Mary conceives God in the flesh in her womb for you. My friends, with all the announcements that we're hearing in our world today, some certainly more important than others, some with the authority of law and others not, there is no greater announcement. There is no more significant announcement in the history of the world than this annunciation, this announcement right here from God through Gabriel to Mary. All of God's promises are being kept. The Savior of the world, God in the flesh, now dwells in Mary's womb. And 9 months later, it's March 25th. What do we celebrate in 9 months? The incarnation of our Lord. We call it Christmas. Jesus is born. He's born for you. He's born for the life of the world. From the moment of his conception, Jesus knows his mission. His mission is to come into this world of sin, to fulfill God's law perfectly, to go to Calvary's cross and bleed and die, bearing the sins of the world, to be put into a tomb, and 3 days later, rise. Never to die again. This is why the Annunciation takes place. Jesus, forgiving. Jesus, dying. Jesus, rising. Jesus, for you. My friends, this announcement is real. This announcement took place, and by the power of this announcement, Mary conceives and 9 months later gives birth. This Jesus really walked on this earth. This Jesus committed no sin, even though tempted in every way, shape, and form that you and I are. Jesus went to Calvary's cross bearing the sin of the world, and that means bearing your sin. For every time you heard the Word of God and said, meh. For every time you heard the Word of God and questioned it or didn't believe it. For every time you heard the announcement that God gives in Holy Scripture and you twisted it and shaped it to be more palatable to your reason or to your lifestyle. For every time that you have foolishly denied the power of God, the power to conceive in a virgin's womb. My friends, Jesus has paid for all of our sin. And as we heard in our epistle reading, once for all. Jesus died on Calvary's cross and rose 3 days later for all people, for all sin, for all time. Mary heard this announcement. She heard this annunciation and she believed it. Mary said, "Behold, I'm a servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." You have heard this announcement, this annunciation. Whether you anticipated it or not, it is here. The announcement has been made. And so now, What do you do with it? Meh, doesn't apply to me. Like Mary, the greatest example of faith in all of Scripture, do you cling to the Word of God? Do you believe the Word of God? Do you hold it in your heart and ponder and meditate on that Word of God? Do you believe that this Jesus that God promised and sent, this Jesus who fulfilled all of God's will, this Jesus who bled and died for you, do you believe that your sins are forgiven in and through the work of Jesus? That this announcement, this annunciation is for you and applies to you? Or do you disregard it and go about your life as if this announcement never took place? My friends, today in our world, we have announcements everywhere. Be reminded, as Christians, that it is good and proper to obey our authorities. Christians are about civil obedience, as long as that civil order does not go contrary to the Word of God. Today is a day when we are reminded in Christian love to love our neighbor as ourselves. And that means that we follow common sense with regard to washing our hands or coughing into our elbow or social distancing or even encouraging people in high-risk situations to stay home and avoid contact. But my friends, in the midst of all of this, do not lose sight of God's great love for you. God's announcement for Mary and God's announcement for you. Jesus, God's promised Messiah, has come. He has accomplished His work. He sits and reigns at the right hand of God and yet is at the same time very present with us. Wherever His word is proclaimed in its truth and purity, wherever Good Friday and Easter are attached to water in holy baptism, wherever Christ's body and blood is distributed in with and under bread and wine for Christians to eat and drink, for the forgiveness of their sins, there God is. Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. I have taken your sin and put it as far as the east is from the west. I'm no angel, but every faithful preacher is a Gabriel. Here is my announcement for you. It is finished. He is risen. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Thanks be to God. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts, our minds, and all of our announcements in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Our service continues with the canticle, page 231. We sing the Magnificat.
Let my prayer rise before you as incense, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. My soul proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent
be seated. Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus. Normally at this time we would gather our offering and exchange the rite of fellowship pads with one another. I know the vast majority of folks are worshiping with us on the radio, on the internet, via YouTube. We would encourage the members of Good Shepherd to remember their congregation during this difficult time if you can. And if you're financially able to continue your financial support, you can mail in your offering envelope or go to our website for where there's a PayPal button and help us so that we can continue our ministry, even though it is in a little bit different way at this time. For those outside of our congregation, we appreciate your encouragement and support, and we would encourage you to support your home congregation as well during this time. I would also point out that we are, during this time of suspended worship services, we are providing a daily devotion via YouTube. It's about a 7-minute or so message followed with a brief prayer service. If you'd like to sign up for those, if you haven't already, you can go to our church website, www.goodshepherdlincoln.org. And you can send us your email address, and we'll be happy to include you on the announcement for those daily devotions at this time. We worship God with our gifts and offerings, and now our worship service continues with our prayers.
During the season of Lent, we've been praying together the litany, which you can find on page 288 of your hymnal, page 288. While you're turning there, we have some special prayers that we want to mention. We pray thanksgiving to God for bringing his servant Bob Zook successfully through a heart procedure this past week. We pray also for the family of Gerald Gerdes, who passed away, and that funeral is going to be later this summer. We also pray for the family of Pastor John Cotton, who was the pastor in Nebraska City, who passed away following some health issues as well. So we keep those people especially in our prayers this week. We pray together the litany, page 288, page 288. O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
hear us.
God the Father in heaven,
have mercy.
God the Son, Redeemer of the world,
have mercy.
God the Holy Spirit,
have mercy.
Be gracious to us.
Spare us, good Lord.
Be gracious to us.
Help us, good Lord.
From all sin, from all error, from all evil, from the crafts and assaults of the devil, from sudden and evil death, from pestilence, from famine, from war and bloodshed, from sedition and from rebellion, from lightning and tempest, from all calamity by fire and water, and from everlasting death.
Good Lord, deliver us.
By the mystery of your holy incarnation, by your holy nativity, by your baptism, fasting, and temptation, by your agony and bloody sweat, by your cross and passion, by your precious death and burial, by your glorious resurrection and ascension, and by the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter.
Help us, good Lord.
In all time of our tribulation, in all time of our prosperity, in the hour of death and in the day of judgment,
help us, good Lord.
We poor sinners implore you
to hear us, O Lord.
To rule and govern your holy Christian church, to preserve all pastors and ministers of your church in the true knowledge and understanding of your wholesome word, and to sustain them in holy living, to put an end to all schisms and causes of offense, to bring into the way of truth all who have erred and are deceived, to beat down Satan under our feet, to send faithful laborers into your harvest, and to accompany your word with your grace and spirit.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To raise those who fall and to strengthen those who stand, and to comfort and help the weak-hearted and the distressed.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To give to all peoples concord and peace, to preserve our land from discord and strife, to give our country your protection in every time of need, to direct and defend our president and all of those in authority, to bless and protect our magistrates and all our people, to watch over and help all who are in danger, necessity, and tribulation, to protect and guide all who travel, to grant all women with child and all mothers with infant children increasing happiness in their blessings, to defend all orphans and widows and provide for them, to strengthen and keep all sick persons, especially those in our own midst and from our congregation, and young children, and to free those in bondage, and to have mercy on us all.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To forgive our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and to turn their hearts, to give and preserve for our use the kindly fruits of the earth, and graciously to hear our prayers.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God,
we implore you to hear us.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world,
have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world,
have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world,
grant us your peace.
O Christ,
hear us.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
Amen. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. O Lord, as we have known the incarnation of your Son, Jesus Christ, by the message of the angel to the Virgin Mary, so by the message of his cross and passion, bring us to the glory of his resurrection, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
Our closing hymn is hymn 935, hymn 935, Tell Out My Soul the Greatness of the Lord.
Thank you.
Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of our risen Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. Just a couple of very brief announcements before we dismiss. Services, corporate worship services, continue to be suspended here at Good Shepherd. We'll continue to do everything we can to bring the Word of God to you. For those that would like a home visit from one of the pastors, by the grace of God, we are both healthy, and I know Pastor's allergy started acting up a little bit today, but we're both happy. We're more than happy to bring God's Word to you. We will return to some form of corporate worship as soon as it is safe to do so, and in the bounds of the law that is in our land as well. Want to thank Vicar. He has really done a tremendous job of working with the website, getting the emails out on a regular basis, compiling all the email addresses, and we'd love to have more. And feel free to forward all of those too, so that more people can hear the Word of God. Pastor Moline has been the mover and shaker with regard to the YouTube services and making sure that those devotions get recorded and edited and out in a timely manner. And Mark and Beth Huff, you can't see them, but they've been working very, very hard to work through all of the special joys and kinks with regard to starting YouTube live streaming and recording from scratch, getting the right equipment so that the sound is acceptable. We have a sanctuary that holds 410 people. It sounds best in here when there's bodies in the pews, and so we're doing our best in that respect as well. And also our tireless folks that make sure that the radio services are live at the appropriate times, and the recorded services are out as well. We'll continue through the season of Lent, Wednesdays 4 and 6:30 p.m., Sundays 8 and 10:30, and we pray that God will remove this pestilence from our land and that our lives will get back to as close to normal or a new normal as quickly as possible. Pastor, you want to add anything? Vicar?
No, thank you.
Okay. God's richest blessings in Christ. Have no fear, little flock. Have no fear.